Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's your girl, Tamika Harper, a.k.a. Georgia Me, the Oracle of Spoken Word. And you are listening to I Am Genesis and Radio Rails Thursday night open mic on OG Radio.
Y'all can relate. I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man. I never have a stash. Can't stretch it to make it last. Fuck that cash in your pockets. Make memories count as profit. Mr. Mac delicious, strictly about bitches. Asses bouncing, guess I'm bound to be a villain. Since you thought was labeled failing, rebelling against the telling me something I wasn't feeling. Get some cash, soon as I have it, I spend it fast. Blowing mad amounts of bread, don't matter how I get it. Damn, I'm a hard-working son of a bitch, man, you know it's true. As soon as I get a check, I burn it all on liquor, drawing holes. That's just how it is, that president's demanding that I throw them at these strippers. Imagining how I split them, flip them into different positions. Mission is waxing, Macalicious on the track, just with them throwbacks and classics. Yeah, I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man. I never have a stash. Can't stretch it and make it last. I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man, I'll never have a stash. Can't stretch it or make it last. Guess I'm reckless with my cream, the root of evil, I mean. All this M-O-N-E-Y steady got me acting obscene. Ready to roll up to the Miramar Theater, that's bumping dust, that sip to roll up through the moaning. Just enjoying every moment, cause you're never really knowing if this minute could be your last one. Light up the gas and pass on, feeling so wavy, man, it's crazy. Got to pump the brakes, but make these keep buying shots. Motherfuckers start to wonder if I'm driving home, I'm not. Guess I'm only slightly bop, but my wallet is staying different. Came in with Sir Ben Franklin, I'm leaving with Copper Lincolns. Made the difference between us, it's simple, I really mean it. You basing success on money, not how you grinded to get it. I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man, I'll never have a stash. Can't stretch it or make it last. Just pour me up another Bombay. Let's take some shots of liquor. Figure since I'm ballin', stop blowing my cash. A big spender, emptied out my wallet. Guess it's 1 in the morning. About to slide, I'll bounce. About to be wherever I'm going. Welcome to my level, Mr. Mac Diesel, the party animal. Casually been blowing the dankest of marijuana. Crossfaded like all the time, stay maintaining. Describe my mental state, slipping, deteriorating. Yup, lose my mind, seems I lack that motivation that I need to concentrate. Sick of wasting all my time making each and every mistake. Sitting contemplate how to block out this pain with toxic waste. Guess I'm wondering if I'll even make it to 28. I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man. I never have a stash. Can't stretch it or make it last.
Shawty hit my phone late, telling me that I should slide like home plate. I just wanna cuddle, boo, make you bust another two. I told her that it's cool when I text her OMW. I hopped out the bed and get ready to go. She know it's going down soon as I walk through the door. 1994 to Lakeshore Drive, now I'm coasting. Catching vibes, playing that juvie, that slow motion. I like it like that, fantasizing how I'm about to go and break La Mama back. I call her up and ask, you want some food when I fly? She say, I'ma eat that dick, text me when you outside. Oh, Lord. Hey, she get me excited, how I'm about to give it to her. I could probably get indicted. I hope she on my level. And then I walk in, she look just like an angel, about to dance with the devil. It's on.
Shawty in my lineup. Like what you want tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide, oh yeah. So I slide, I slide, I slide. On my way, I slide, I slide. Won't be long, I slide, I slide. I'm on my way, on my way.
Ain't no need for no talking. I just grab her by her neck and push her up against the wall. Kiss her and I look into her eyes, then that pussy turn into Niagara Falls. Once I do that, ain't no stopping him. Then I eat it till she shake like she got Parkinson's. But she a beast with the top, La Mama swallow that cock, and I be shaking like Michael J. Fox for real. R. Kelly playing Ignition.
Then what?
Tear down them walls, demolition.
What up?
Have her screaming submission. Long strokes make her feel his dick in her gut. Intuition. Toss her and flip her different positions.
Okay.
No, ain't no break, ain't no intermission.
Okay.
I'm truly gifted. Then she hit her knees when I bust.
What?
And she saw that come like a premonition. Give her the business.
Shawty in my lineup. Like what you want tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide, oh yeah. So I slide, I slide, I slide.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to OG Radio. We have made it to the 200th episode.
Yes.
Gang in here.
Hey.
We got the entire gang in here.
It's Genesis in here with the Twisted Lips of Poetry on Thursdays. Y'all hear my voice all the time.
Yeah, so y'all know who it is. Radio Rail got AK in the building. Genesis. And B-Trey, finally.
We got a B-Trey. Well, I can't believe it.
I know. What's going on, Trey? What's going on, Trizzle? Where did Trey go?
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Anyway, before why he doing what he do, y'all know that it's your boy, Mr. AK, Mr. OG Radio himself. Y'all know I'm in the building. Oh, man.
Damn,
I've been on YouTube all the time. Wow. Good together.
Wow.
Bro, I've been replying.
He's already started sipping.
It's always one in the group.
Always
one.
Oh,
damn, I knew that one. I did my intro and everything. Look, y'all going to have to buy the DVD for that one.
$9.99. Perfect.
Campaign.
What's up, y'all? We finally made it to the 200th show, man. Like, shit. It was just like a blinking of an eye ago we got to number 100.
I know, right?
Because look, time go by fast.
And then we're gonna be at 300, 400, 500. You know, it's gonna keep on going.
Right.
Hey,
it's gonna be crazy. Because I don't even know how many shows I did alone. So it's kind of like, now I got to go back and count. And I think I did over 1,000 shows. So.
Yep.
So I did 800 by myself. I did 800 by myself.
It was 856 to be exact.
That's what I'm talking about. I get people who give me right facts and numbers and stuff. I'm proud of y'all, man. I just want to tell y'all that.
Check that. We're team winning.
So I just want to tell people I'm going to periodically through this show congratulate these three people, Genesis, B-Trey, Radio Rail, because I've literally seen y'all just grow. And I know y'all tired of hearing me say this, but I'm 100,000% proud of y'all. Like, I feel like a proud parent. And you see your kids, like, go off to college and then graduate, and then they just,
aww,
you know, they do amazing things in life. That's how I feel right now, because we at 200, and this has like been the first time in a million times where I've literally been able to do my role as the program director, and it don't feel like I did a job. I just feel like I just been out here chilling, you know, doing other stuff, and I'm proud of y'all, man. I feel like a proud parent. That's
what.
But no, I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Y'all make
I'll
my job so much easier.
We're trying.
Yeah,
so what's
great.
Going on, Rail? You had something to say before B-Trey hopped on here talking about something we couldn't hear him.
So yeah, I got
some
great
that AK?
News, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, I always be working when I'm not working. So the time that I had off, me and my cousin, he's building up a little arsenal and a game plan to help himself grow and his company and also us grow. He got in touch with he's doing a commercial for a streaming company. And they wanted to see if he knew anybody that had a radio show or a podcast, anything locally. So he looked out for us. So I got to give him all the analytics and statistics. And we'll be in more touch with that. But, you know, we're going to be booming in the right direction pretty soon. So I think
boom, boom.
Over the weekend,
boom.
We'll be doing a lot of work. And also, I'll be doing
give
a lot of work with comedians as well. Oh, damn.
You did what? As well, medium?
Okay. I will be doing a lot of work with comedians.
Okay.
My cousin, Rob, does a lot of stuff with Hannibal and many other comedians, like the one me and D-Trace had on the show with Shanika and Lady D of Chicago. They do a lot of stuff with a lot of comedians at the Laugh Factory, so I'm getting in touch with a lot of people and a lot of stuff, and me and Rob and my cousin are going to be doing a lot of work as far as them and us. So we getting there, y'all. We getting there.
God.
Okay, congratulations. See, hand claps, what are you at?
That's what I've been saying. What are you at? What are hand claps?
Get it together. My bad. My bad.
It's coming. It's coming.
I usually am the hand clapper person. So, you know, we switched out tonight.
You.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm trying to set you up for failure. I'm not even going to set you up. I usually do, but, you know.
But, dog, and
I'm
AK, I got a plethora of artists I'm throwing your way for Fridays. I've been chilling.
Yeah, how the artists been going?
Y'all know I'm always in conversation with people, so I, you know, I was like, hey, y'all, wait till after 200 episodes. This is more important, so just wait. Bear with me. So I got about
$10. Well, I do have to say this, though. The next poetry show is not going to be until July 15th because after today, we are we'll be taking a week off, right? Go off.
Oh,
pretty much.
And the shows will
ended
season 8.
Yes. I feel like season 8 lasted forever.
Yeah.
It kind of
yeah,
did.
True. So you got to, we're going into season 9, so everybody's taking a week off. No Monday shows, Tuesday shows, Thursdays and Fridays. We're going to remain back of the week of the 15th, correct? Well, at least for the poetry
correct.
Show. What about y'all?
I'll start that week. I'll start kicking off that week.
I'll be good for that.
You said what?
That Friday.
You said, the following week, not this week, the following week.
The following week. So I will kick it off on the 12th, unless B.J. does a Sunday night show on the
11th. I'm trying to come back with something different. I've been missing an action, so I'm going to come back. Might hit Tuesday, might hit Wednesday. This week, we're going to talk. Because I've been MIA. All
right, so I'll kick it off. I'll kick it off on Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm be on deck. I might be doing a road show. What is it? The 30th. I'm probably doing a road show. I won't be in Chicago. I'll be in Denver. So I'll be...
Hey,
I like Denver.
No, first of all, it's my birthday, July 30th. So I just want y'all to know that now.
Oh, happy birthday
to
okay.
you.
He
just made
it.
He's
going
to be on the show.
Right?
So,
very fucked up.
I'm just warning y'all.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm
tuning in
July
hard
30th,
to
I'm just, I'm going to be on one because I probably won't have my laptop. I'll be doing everything via from my phone. So, yeah. And then I'm going to have a special guest with me. I don't even understand the special guest I'm going to have with me on deck. I'm going to have me a special guest, too. I ain't going to tell you how it is. I'm going to have a special guest. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably know him, but you know. It is what it is.
You might be going to Sweat was last night.
Oh, heck no. I ain't going out like Keith Sweat. I just rewatched that Versus. And him and Bobby Brown look real. Why was Hank and Pleasure P on the stage? One. Two, why was Pleasure P singing to Tank instead of the crowd?
Yeah,
he was singing to Tank instead of the crowd. And even Tank was like, bruh, sing to
why
the
you singing
crowd.
To me?
I was like, that's weird.
That
but then nobody, Like, didn't nobody say nothing. They just, like, let that slide alone. Okay.
He said, we just going to let this be. I mean, I was all in the comments like, what's wrong with this guy? The comment of the night, I can't remember the comment.
I didn't
even
bother to see it.
Me neither. Like, Spice Adams had
the
funniest comment of the night. You should definitely watch it.
I need to. And the BET Awards. Anybody catch those this year?
No. Nobody
I recorded the BET Awards. I'm going to probably watch it tomorrow.
Nobody watched it. They watched the ones with the cipher. What's on the sign? They ain't got the cipher.
Okay.
They ain't watching them.
Okay.
From the beginning.
Oh,
I do have
an announcement, though, and I need to announce this to everybody. So, Lonnie Lopez, she's been on the Poetry Shore.
Lopez.
A couple of different times, one of my favorite poets that do come on the show. She just opened up a network. It's called Sable TV Network, and you can go on there and watch the new hit show. It's going to be Fire to the Mic. It's going to be all over New York. It's in Times Square on the billboards and everything right now. So you can go to I Am Genesis on Instagram, 3YE_Genesis, and Genesis Silverman on Facebook so that you guys can see where to go so that you can actually see some poets on the billboards and New York. So that's exciting.
Up.
So I said I was going to promote that now. So, yeah, it's a place for poets to go. So I'm excited.
Girl.
Everybody's excited about it. Yeah, so
show
us some love. Go support. Go support. I've been posting
she's
it
dope.
For the last 2 days. Yeah, she's definitely
my
dope.
Interview in life.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've performed on her show a couple of times.
That's what's up.
I was supposed to be dropping my mixtape on the 4th, but I'm having some hiccups with that pissing. And I'm not paying $250 for live mixtapes to drop. So I probably might just put it all on SoundCloud for now.
I've never paid for my mixtapes on that piss. Holla at your boy.
I swear to God, I never have either.
No, so
me neither. What
for
you,
me,
you
so
know
what? For some reason, right?
No.
What it is,
you're
going
to have to FaceTime me or something so I can see what you're doing.
No. You know how you got to validate your email?
No.
You know how you got to validate your email,
no,
right?
No. Hey, Trey. Tell them to holler at me or you, bro, because we've dropped how many mixtapes on that pimp?
I just made a post about it.
It's new. It's different. It's different from how it was when they first kicked off shit. So now you have to validate your email in order for you to upload shit. But every time I click validate, it'd be like, yeah, we're going to send you a confirmation 10 to 15 minutes. Well, I ain't never get it. And it's been some weeks. So I can't do shit.
Send me that link, bro, because I've never paid to drop a mixtape on that pimp.com. Like, that's crazy.
No. That's on Live Mixtape. Live Mixtape want me to pay $250. I ain't doing it.
Okay.
But that pimp.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no. That pimp won't, they, I don't know. I can't fucking validate. They won't send me a confirmation email. So I don't know if they backed up or what. But, yeah.
We're going to have to take a look at that.
Oh God!
Yeah. I had my original account, but I couldn't get the password to it. So I made a new account, and they're like, "Yeah, you gotta validate your email before you upload shit." I'm like, "Okay, cool," but then they never send me the fucking email. So I think I'm gonna just drop on SoundCloud for now. And
that's
figure out the other way.
Okay, so who still like goes to SoundCloud and listens? I just want to know because I'm dropping my next mixtape on Audio. What is it, Audio Mac?
I'm lame. I use YouTube.
I do have Audio Mac.
And I use
YouTube.
Trail or Tidal or whatever it's called.
I'm dropping all the next mixtapes on Tidal too. I'm gonna go ahead and subscribe to Tidal and lock it in and do like I'm gonna like re-release all my mixtapes and put them on on Tidal.
I'm on Tidal.
Tidal is where it's at.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna release every mixtape I've done on Tidal just because I feel like doing it because I think it'd be cool.
Tidal has more albums.
let me know how that
Apple Music could ever.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just re-release them and then I just kind of like a test I'm doing just to see how people react from different websites when you drop stuff. You drop stuff on that pimp, people show you some love. But if you drop it on Tidal, people right. gonna act totally different. Like, oh, he dropped it on Tidal, bro. He official or whatever. How they right. trying to play? But yeah,
yeah.
This is kind of like a case study I'm doing.
No, I ain't like that.
You
it's always
so,
the
yeah.
you know the brand, the name that it's gotten
that's,
for itself.
Yep.
Where that's what people go to.
Yeah,
it's like Nike's. You know, people go to Nike all the time for shoes. I mean, that's just the name behind
now
it.
We
they
go
have
to
quality
brand.
Products.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Yeah. Blue Magic.
I got some.
I stand back.
I should come up with some Radio Rail Jordan.
Radio Rail.
Are we gonna ride some Rail Five?
Rail Five. There you go.
Well, you gotta jump real high. We gotta see this jump because the kids are gonna want to fly like you in the sky. That's the only reason why people buy Jordan.
Hey, I can duck now.
Yeah,
bro, I can get up there.
I'm just saying, you gonna have to show it. You gotta prove it. Because I gotta want to jump high too. I gotta think these red men. What would you call them? Say it again.
So jump
real
man
five.
Real five.
Real five. So. The kids gonna be like, if these shoes gonna make me jump like real, then yeah, I want them.
I got a question.
Point.
OG edition.
Look, how they rail fives in? What are the 4-1s?
It's too exclusive. Or just jump straight to five. Too exclusive.
Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to kill his bitch. Now, this
right.
that's how it's supposed to work. He said, where's
right.
It's too
exclusive. We'll go from five to one.
So one through four, two.
We're going backwards.
Motherfucker, shoes is like
five. I'm right. I'm going to re-release the one through four. They just, you know, they ain't going to know nothing about it.
They
right.
start at four.
Colorways.
So what's going on tonight, guys? Are we drinking tonight? Are we smoking tonight? What they call it? Happy Friday?
I already got my cup in my hand, so I mean, y'all better catch up. That's what I'm gonna say.
I'm halfway in already.
What are we catching up to? What you got?
My cup is being cultivated as we speak.
My thing is, what I'm drinking, I don't think a lot of people want to drink right now.
Well, let's discuss it.
You got that
on?
Old man drink.
And you know what? When I say the name, you're going to call me an old man because I'm drinking moonshine. See?
Oh, yeah, you're too old.
You're an old ass.
But you know, that's pure,
old.
Though. That's the purest of the
what
pure.
What you mean? It ain't my fault.
The purest of the pure. Did you make it yourself or did somebody else make it for you?
No.
He had that
sitting in the
backyard for 10 years.
No.
It's been marinated.
I went to Nashville to visit my uncle, and I went to the Moonshine Brewery, and I bought some moonshine. So, yeah.
Oh, you
and
are
that was in November.
You
yep, I went to the joint.
Okay,
pour it up.
Yeah.
He put half of that in his car to get back home.
Hey, you know what? I could have, but would have made it.
I'm going to go back to that movie Life.
Well,
yeah.
It depends on, like,
back
of, you know,
what?
No, I mean, this is like 80 proof. So, you know, it's that bad.
What?
You're not a real man unless you drink 120 proof moonshine from Mexico.
Then I am a female.
Bro, I already drunk 120. So I'm with you, bro. I drunk 120. So I'm with you.
I'm a girl.
Never again. Never again.
Me
never,
neither.
Never,
I said,
again.
I never do that. I'm dropping, like, I want to enjoy my moonshine. So I'm going to drop it down,
right?
And I'm going to tell y'all, like, if y'all want to drink some moonshine that's, like, comfortable, you'll get you some 40 proof black cherry moonshine and get you some cherry Pepsi. You're going to be righteous. You're going to be righteous.
Righteous. I don't like drinking.
No, but I'm saying, though, it's smooth because people who don't drink like it.
Yeah, then that's probably
it,
what
it
I'm
going
to have.
It don't get them messed up. It's smooth. That's
how
I heard it. Because I'm just saying. So when you see somebody who is not a real drinker drinking with no problem, that's how you know it's for the people.
He said it's for the people.
That's true.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Like, that's the drink that I gave my girlfriend, and she was literally like drinking it with the ease. And I was like, wow, this drink must really be smooth. It's for the people, yo. It's a smooth drink for the people.
Matter of fact,
weed is for the people because it comes from the earth. I don't know where the hell it comes from.
I'm changing my shoe deal to a liquor deal. Rail 5 to get you
liquor.
Me too. There we go.
Your ass is jumping on every opportunity.
Rail 5.
Hey, I'm going to have OG Yak. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. I'm going to get my deal.
Go ahead, get
OG
your
Yak.
You know I'm saying?
It's
going to be called OG Yak.
That's a good question. Where did you come up with the name OG Radio from anyway?
So, short story. That's what I'm talking about. You got it. It's only great. I'm only great at what I do. So I just took that slogan and I just turned it into a business. I'm only greater than my next move. So I make my next move my great move. And it came out of OG Radio. Came out to Only Great Entertainment. There it is.
Speaking of Only Great, in light of Only Great, let's get into OG Radio's lovely artist, Nola Ryan, with her new single, Drift. She also has a video.
Y'all got to go check out the video, bro. Please go check out that video. That video is crazy.
Yeah, I did. I seen what she posted.
Shout out to Nola Ryan out here killing the game. She real tough.
Oh, God, shout out to Nola.
Facts.
So, without further ado, here is Drift by Nola Ryan.
Wanna fuck with a bitch like me. He's tryna hump on a bitch like me. He wanna ride in the passenger seat, but I told him ain't shit free, 50 on 3. Ain't shit cheap, drop another G. Ain't shit sweet, cavity to teeth. He about 6'3", ride him like a 10 speed. All up in the whip, he murder for the plea. I only fuck with a nigga got bread, good head, big feet and big beds. Low fade, bald head of the dread. Stick shift, I drift, I rev. Christmas, I gift, I sled. Lift, lift, suicide all dead. Quick, quick, put the metal to the pad. Weak crisp, I be the butter for the spread, nigga, amen. I cruising, Medusa the skin. Two different blues, bitch, I'm BB, I spin. Gator paints in the bank, got an I to the M. Rolling in dough, look like pound the end. Boy, the coupe too red, but the top dead. Inside looking like Nino. Thoroughbred nigga like a mop head. Got a wrist same color as the Pico. Left for a little minute, now he back down. And the hood popping willies like Rico. Keep a dollar like his first name Creflo. Presto money, baby, I ain't tryna preach though. Good game, but he ain't tryna ref her. Good game, so he probably Hugh Hefner. Stone cold for the kill, no wrestler. I got E's on my line, don't Tesla. I got Vans on the rims, chrome diesel. Fire with the pipe, the exhaust blow freezo. Candy for the paint, wood grain be the easel. Slick shit, 100,000 for the free throw. Let him eat though.
War with the world, but at least I'm at peace with myself. Fuck diamonds and pearls, point me to the keys to the world. Where you was at when they turned their back and I needed some help? Can't no nigga speak for me, speak for myself. I done got everything, got the mud, but I played it like everything was all good. I was in the trench, trapping, selling yay. Clip with extensions, nigga, I don't play. And putting raps together. Me and Julio, we used to trap together. We used to take trips down in Kentucky. Praying that the laws will stop us with the puppy. Praying that the laws will stop us, put the dogs on us. They gon' set us both up the river. Knee deep in the water, I was with the sharks. Trying to stay afloat like a swimmer. So I got the peas all in the inner tube. And we stashed dope in the fender. You eat and get ate, don't get in my way. I'm lonely and hungry, so don't be my dinner, nigga.
So, okay, you wanna see some macho shit? I'm the most macho nigga out here. I'm the most, I thought you niggas knew. I'm the most thuggish nigga out here. I'm a whole, I have no motherfucking fear. I have no fear. I have only ambition, and I want mine, and I will do anything to protect and feed my family.
Just a young nigga, I come from ground zero, was stuck at the bottom. It made me go crazy, them street niggas raised me, no mother, no father. I hit me some stains, they give me some change, I ain't have a dollar. The hatred don't faze me no more, that shit just made me go all the war zone. I got no fear, just moving forward, got faith with me. Without a care, playing solitaire, so niggas know not to play with me. If he move on, then he out of there. Ain't too much for me to say, really. I don't pop shit, I just drop shit. And it's a hit like Drake Drizzy. Paramedics, pick him up. Take him up. Call the coroner to zip him up. You fuck with a warrior, so keep up. Coming from Peoria to East Bluff. Hey, he fool, but he keep tool. Got it on you, but if it ain't in you, I find out you eating and I can't eat with you. Then I gotta put you on the menu, nigga.
I thought you niggas knew, man. You know, I go by the name of Rich P. Avalon. I'm the richest nigga out here, you feel me? Yeah, man, I ain't got no fear. I just got a bag on me, man. I check it every time, you feel me? Rules of the rich. You know what it is?
That track right there was by Rich P. called Rules of the Rich.
That's
called
they had the horn, now. Get it. Yeah, that's what I gotta add next to the show. I ain't got the horn. I don't know why I ain't got the horn on here. I should. But yeah, both of them sounds crazy.
Y'all see what I just bought? I'm gonna start doing a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, shucks.
Oh,
I can't wait. Make some sound.
I'm gonna hook it all
so,
up.
You're getting it all together.
I still haven't heard what the other drinks were from the rest of the fellas on the show.
Hennessy. Oh, shit.
Who said just Hennessy? Enjoy. Who said that?
Me and B. Trey Hennessy boys.
Nah.
Hendo?
You a Hennessy boy. No.
Oh, well, fuck you then.
Nah, real. Me and you a Hennessy boy. I get it.
Y'all be okay. Hennessy.
That's
me. We Hennessy boy. You know what? I'm not going to think about Hennessy no more because I was pretty slapped the time me and AK was on Bar University, and I didn't drink the whole thing by myself.
Hilarious.
I was so drunk.
I laughed, I like Craig. And I still got the footage from that whole show.
It was Brian's birthday, so we took a shot, and then, you know, I was doing
No, we had to take a shot. No, say it correctly. We had to take a shot for every what? Every time they had 5 stars?
Every time I had 5 stars. And God damn it, when I said there was a bunch of artists that had 5 stars.
Yeah, I was quite twisted. I was quite twisted that night. It was an enjoyable night. I had fun.
Very rare on their show that they give a bunch of artists 5 stars. Because I just knew there was going to be some 3s, some 4s. And then, nope, it was quite a few 5 stars.
Right.
I even offered to pay somebody money if they you know, came hard.
Oh, yeah, you made Cash App, huh?
Cash App is like the new go-to.
It's like four people. It is. I'm glad you
really
got Cash App. She's like, no, I got Apple Pay. Fuck Apple Pay. Cash App.
Stewards didn't even have a problem with Cash App.
Cash App. Because they scamming and scheming, that's why.
Yep. Them PPP loans that came from Cash App, we got y'all now.
Yeah.
Now, it's really, I mean, if you did it, cool. But if you did it with your own bank account, cool. But it's really stupid to do it with Cash App. You're going to get caught up.
Right.
Hell yeah, because you got two motherfuckers checking on your ass now.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, shout out to everybody who got away with it.
Oh, God.
Shout out. Big shout out. Anybody watch Big Draco and Bow Wow?
What? So
Soulja Boy and Bow Wow.
First of all, I call him Soulja Boy. I'm not calling that man no Big Draco. That nigga is all of 116 pounds. He ain't big nothing, bro. Chill.
I am Soulja Boy.
Little Soulja.
I am a fanatic.
Right, Soulja Boy from the hood. No, you're not. So, I got two questions from that verse. I got two questions from that verse that I want to ask y'all.
What up?
One, what the fuck dance was Bow Wow doing? Because I saw the video. The little Harlem shake to the little shimmy. I'm like, bro, what is that? The last person I seen do that was Junior on My Wife and Kids when they was in the rap battle.
Right.
And he hit him with the, oh. I'm like, what is you doing, bro? Like, somebody get Bow Wow. And then y'all already know. Fam came out with the Let Me Hold Your Finger. With the OG, with the finger. Bro, I'm like, can he stop doing that, bro? Stop doing that. But I feel like
Romeo came out. That's when everything went downhill. When Romeo
I was trying to figure out what song he was going to do. What song did he do?
The ICBC College, right? I don't know.
He did the
classic old Romeo.
I know he did the ICBC College, face ass. That's funny.
I've never heard none of that. I didn't hear none of that. The reason behind Romeo coming out was because Romeo and Bow Wow has never been on stage in 20 years together because they were a quote-unquote beefing when there was really no beef. So Soulja Boy presented flowers for bringing them out together on stage.
He gave them flowers? He was giving jewels, like they were saying thank you.
Soulja Boy a lot of credit because he did start everything as far as shit going viral through YouTube and all that shit.
Don't do that, man.
What I'm saying is, no other artist did what he did as far as YouTube and music, right? That was something
I give him credit for that. But you said you're going to give him credit for everything. So the iconic
He's going to give him credit for everything, bro.
Please don't do that, man.
I'm saying from like 20, the early 20.
20 what?
I can't.
20 what?
He came out what?
2007,
right?
So I say
2010 and teens, he started a trend with the YouTube and the digital, the whole digital era, the whole where social media, like Twitter and all that shit, that was him. I give him credit for that. Bow Wow, I don't know what to do with that man at all after he grew up. I don't know what to give him. But I guess for the millennials, I can say, you know, how they are today with music, I guess you can credit both of them for that shit. That's the only credit I would give. Soulja Boy did start a lot of shit. My main credit for him is his entrepreneurship position.
I agree with you on that.
I probably won't go buy a Soulja Boy video game or console or nothing personally because it looked like shit. But the fact that he's doing it, whatever the hell he has a vision for, he's like, yo, I want in. And to still be only 29, 30, that's something for, you know, most of the rappers that came out in their teenagers and now they're 30, ain't did shit. Bow Wow.
And they look like they 40.
You know. Bow Wow blew the fuck out.
Did that name and shit.
And also,
I give.
They better than Macaulay Culkin and all them people that actually was drug addicts. And, you know, they ain't, like the dude from That's So Raven. What's his name? Orlando Brown.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's funny as hell.
He got a life back then.
He's hilarious. He should just do comedy.
He got a new track. It's kind of dope.
He got a track.
Now, I give them credit because they
He is nice though on the mic, bro. He just, you don't pay him no attention. He do weird, crazy
shit. But a child actor, though, they have to go through a lot as kids. So I kind of give Bow Wow and Nick credit.
Funny thing, most of the Disney characters, most of the Disney actors went through some sort of fucked up phase in their career, in their life.
Disney fans are
Orlando, right? Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
But I do give credit to Bow Wow and Soulja Boy because they reached 700,000 streamers that night they did Versus, right? And then I watched the iconic Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown. And for some odd reason, even though we are grumpy, them, they only reached 300-something thousand. I'm like, what the fuck?
Because all the old people don't know how to log in to the internet, bro. All them old people, all your aunties and grandmas and aunties don't know how to log in to Instagram and all that. And the kids was gone. So I bet you they watched it the next day on YouTube. Because I guarantee you it was a whole bunch of aunties that couldn't log in. That's what that was. So you can't tell me Keith Sweat. That's what I'm saying. Like, all the aunties, like, if you go back and watch it again, and look at the YouTube views from that versus. Don't look at the live stream. Look at the YouTube, because you know all these aunties know how to get to YouTube, and about 15 or 100,000 of the aunties watch it the next day. Because you can't tell me Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown was gonna get outdone by Lil Soulja and Lil Bow Wow. Like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
Lil Bow Wow,
I would say.
And you the main one, probably shaking it crazy back in the day. I know you was.
Who, real?
Hell no. See,
yeah.
I was never really
long
a Bow Wow.
You know he was.
Bow Wow was dope, but I told y'all, I'm still a Soulja Boy fanatic. I'm literally 30 years old.
So you was out here yuling.
I was
yuling it up with them long ass tees and shit.
With the tall tees and the big ass.
So
real, you had the NBA logo jeans?
No, I ain't go that far.
You a liar. You a liar. Because you're a Soulja Boy fan, you had
you
the logo NBA jeans.
I did not.
You did.
I ain't go that route now.
You did.
I didn't even write my name on the glass.
Everybody had the bow.
I had to go.
That's not fair.
With the scrap.
So did you have a rubber band chain? You had a rubber band chain. It's done.
You got to relax.
Right now. You had a rubber band chain, though.
You had a rubber band chain, bro.
I had a rubber band chain. It was right after you left.
Damn, B.
Wow,
bro. I'm hurt.
Learn something new every day about your friends.
Hell yeah.
I'm still a Soulja Boy. Because, see, what people don't realize, and from 2007 to 2009,
boy, you digging
Soulja
a hole
Boy was actually doing freestyles. When he was actually doing freestyles and was on his shit before he became a super major drug addict, that man was spinning guard. Some of his mixtapes are iconic mixtapes. When he linked up with Gucci,
Soulja Boy had mixtapes?
It was a rock. See, Soulja Boy
I never
Who
knew.
Who are you talking about?
I never knew.
Because I know Chris Brown is a crackhead, strong blonde, I heard. And he makes great music.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Hey,
that's
Chris
what Soulja Boy said. He is, and will always be the GOAT, but he can be on drugs and be the GOAT. Prince was on drugs and still the GOAT. Michael Jackson was on drugs and still the GOAT. You know.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
So, mixtape. Soulja Boy has 62 mixtapes. And that's why I give him his slot.
What?
Yep.
You do
three compilations, six studio albums, 38 music videos. Actually,
he writing it down and shit.
But
nobody likes Soulja Boy that much.
No,
but
that's
he
fine.
He
that's
way
fine.
More
I'm
popping
just,
than Bow Wow.
One of those, exactly. Like whether he still has a fan base, there's still a lot of people who still fuck him.
He
you
just
know,
came
I
out
really
with that cold ass TikTok song.
I smoke.
Yeah, she make it clap.
Hell yeah!
Clap.
I didn't even know that shit was him until
that
like
dude
pop a couple days ago.
Hey, that dude go crazy in the club. That
she
go
make
crazy.
It clap.
As a DJ.
Hey.
As an official DJ, I know that song go crazy, so I'm going to give him his credit for that.
That motherfucker.
He get credit for that joint. Because I play it,
and that's
it.
New.
This is why. People go crazy.
And this is why I like fucking with Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy has 65 mixtapes. Guess how many Gucci got?
Like 5 million.
He's not.
Yeah.
74 mixtapes. He's not that far off. Million. So that, you know, that's fucking talented. Fucking talented.
We can drive around America.
But this is the difference between Soulja Boy and Gucci. Because people go, like, people will fight you over Gucci. Like, you ever heard somebody say, Soulja Boy, I'm gonna fight you. Niggas will fight you over, like, disrespect Gucci, man.
Yeah.
Niggas gonna see you in the street. Like, G, you don't fucking goo up like that, bro. I'll pull up. I'll pull up for goo up. So,
yeah, Gucci.
I'm just saying.
Most but the way
hey,
man, looking, the,
I wish somebody would
Soulja
fight somebody over some
career.
Nigga that don't pay their bills.
What you mean? Deal. It happens all the time.
Every single day.
Yeah, it does.
That's embarrassing. Y'all is grown out here in these streets. Ain't nobody fighting over no grown ass man.
Yes, they is.
You know how many fights broke out between the Gucci and Young Jeezy versus? A lot of fights broke out over there.
Hey, he a fool thug for that, bro.
Gucci was petty for that.
I would have to fight this nigga for real, bro. He ain't nobody finna just talk to me like that. Like,
then he said he's gonna stump him with a couple more feet down under the ground.
That's what I'm
that
saying.
That was disrespectful.
Like,
hey,
for me,
he is a
Jeezy
real nigga, though.
Like,
that's a real nigga shit.
Jeezy took the, I'm a grown up, way out. But Jeezy should have went back to the, he should have turned into the snowman and said something to him back. It ain't even sex you had to fight this man.
And,
but for him to talk about you one of your dead partners like that, and you
yeah,
don't say
that's
nothing.
That's what's crazy.
Right. It's like, it's certain lines. Regardless if we had a conversation before the verses, and I tell you, bro, don't speak on my dead homie. And you speak on my dead homie, and know you had something to do with him. I'm telling you right now, bro, it would have went a totally different way with me. Like, oh, that's what we doing? Okay. No man would have came right out of me.
Stuff him back 2 more feet down. Yeah. That was mad disrespectful, but funny at the same time.
But
I'm sorry.
You really played those goddamn.
Fight that nigga. You gotta fight
them. Right?
You
see, all he
me.
Played was them damn mainstream bullshit. And I'm like, that's not gonna be.
Oh, Jeezy?
You gotta come hard going against them. Yeah. He played just all the mainstream bullshit. And we was like, Gucci was just, you know.
You was like, because I was loving Jeezy. I don't care what you're talking about.
No, I don't think that's my
dog, though, but I feel like
but you're going against a fellow trap rapper. You need to play some hard trap shit, not no mainstream.
You gotta play
bullshit.
That mixtape shit.
You gotta go back to the mixtape Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He tripped.
Gucci came hard. And I said, if Gucci played Lemonade, Lemonade is going to kill half of Young Jeezy's shit.
Hell yeah.
Like, what can you play to go against
Lemonade? Lemonade is a monster track.
It's a monster track.
I hate to say it.
Well, y'all know about music.
It's just one of, it's just crazy. It's, that song is something different. But you know what?
Hey, I got a question for y'all, G.
Yeah.
What up?
What's the coldest Bow Wow verse?
You know what? No, I got you.
Hey,
the coldest
I got
Bow Wow verse is the side-to-side remix. That's the coldest,
the what?
That's the coldest verse.
It ain't.
The Bow Wow with the side-to-side remix.
Alexa,
nah,
what's Bow Wow's? That's what you need to be asking because that don't sound accurate.
Alexa going to ask Google.
Right.
Who the fuck is Bow Wow?
Nah, his coldest verse was on that I Think They Like Me remix.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
He just like
said,
I'm on
that one,
that's
one
all.
With a black card.
I ain't got a black card. I'm only 21 with a black card.
Nah, that nigga said under 21. That nigga said under 21. He was killing it, G.
I ain't got it.
I thought you was
going to
hit me with the, what's the name verse? With the hook. With the hook from the song? I ain't never.
Which one? Nah, bro. That's how you supposed to figure out if she got COVID or not, though. You supposed to say that shit out loud.
Yeah, you're right. I've heard some decent songs, from, like decent verses from Bad Well. Like, all right, I rock
name
cool
one.
That joint.
Name one.
Oh, he did a freestyle to J. Cole through that, and he did decent on that joint. I was like, damn, that's Bad Well, bro. I ain't even know.
I never heard of that shit before in my life.
I've heard it.
A few mixtapes that a lot of people, you know, wasn't aware of, like the Green Lights 1-6 was dope. He had a few mixtapes that was decent as he got older, but people didn't take him serious because he was a kid rapper and he wasn't going through the hood doing shit. So it was like, Bow Wow, I don't know. Soulja Boy,
he was a kid rapper.
He was in the crib. He saw that nigga around the corner.
Big Soulja.
Well, his time came to a pass. That's what happens. It's somebody else's turn.
He wasn't big.
I saw the other nigga around the corner. And I was like, bah, bah, bah. I grabbed that AK.
What about
shot one of them in the leg.
What about Lil Zane, Lil Romeo, JJ?
Whoa, get out.
All
get
the
out.
Little boys back in the day.
Get
out. That was rapping. Lil Zane.
Get out.
Zane.
Get out.
Lil Zane.
I know one Lil Zane.
He came out.
That's it.
Somebody treated the life out of Lil Zane. Somebody, did y'all hear this story about Lil Zane? Like somebody treated him? They was like, yeah, you know, I want you to do somebody party, whatever like that. And then they were like, hey, yeah, bro, send the link. Ooh. They were like, psych, nobody wants your lane, man. I'm like, damn it, bro. This is hell, man, dude.
So I watched his little documentary. How to do the forgetting artist.
Well, they treated the soul out of this nigga.
And he was like, I was a young Tupac. I'm like, nigga, what? You was a young what?
What?
Nigga, you got one song. What's up, bro, with you?
What? What was his song? That's what I'm trying to say, like. Who?
He only had one song.
He had the song with 112. The one song with
112. He had that.
No. He had a verse on that song.
Well, no.
There's some Lil Zane around.
He made mainstream.
I'm Googling
a little,
it.
No.
He did.
Little
he
noise.
Did the verse with 112. That anywhere. Right.
Anywhere.
Yeah. But then he did that one single called They Calling Me or some shit.
According to my fiance, she said he was fine.
Bro.
I'm Googling his picture. I'm Googling his picture. Dude, he got a big ass Z on this shit. This nigga was a
epitome
of 2000. Bro. He got long
lines. Nah, stop singing that song, bro. Stop.
Can you just be calling
me?
I need to make an intro to one of my beats. Can you just be calling me? Is Rel on the beat? Can you just be calling me?
Yo, I swear to God, I can't remember this dude. Oh, he was on Fight for Temptation.
Wow, that's how you know, fam?
Yeah, because he was cold on that shit. And then a white dude came and killed his ass.
Wait.
T-Bar. Yeah, you know what's crazy is? I know the white dude's name. Yeah.
Who's the white boy?
I didn't know that. I thought he was on Dr. Doolittle or some shit. Wasn't he on Dr. Doolittle?
Oh. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, he was on Dr. Doolittle.
Public service, not even a public service announcement. AK, I'm going to need you to spell check every time you upload shit.
Oh.
I'll be confused as hell with the artist's name. I'll be like, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's how you spell it or say it. But I'm going to say it.
Who are
they? But I don't think that's right. There's a lot of
Which
stuff.
One?
I'm
going to
call him out.
You fucked up the name. And I'm like, oh,
you
shit.
You call him out loud.
You want to know what? That's how they, you know what? Sometimes they send it to me like that. And I be asking them, like, bro, is this right? They be like, yes. I'm like, okay, what's it? What you want me to do? You said it's right.
You know what? I had the same shit. I had
Bro, I'm not even being funny. Like, seriously.
And I said they
be sending me stuff, and I'd be like, bro, this can't be right. And they'd be like, it's right. I'd be like, okay, well, whatever. It's right.
Oh, okay, I thought it'd be you. Bro. But nah, that can't be okay. But, you know, I agree because
okay.
I forgot the artist's name, but they sent me some shit. And I said their name, they're like, that's not how you say my name.
And
oh,
that's
okay,
exactly
man,
what it
bro.
Is.
Shit. Fucking.
So now it don't
be the
me.
Right way. The fuck?
It don't be me.
There's one song on here that I played when B-Trey came back. I can't remember who it was. It was so cold, I played it twice, and I can't remember who it was. So now I got to go through the list one day on the off day and
ain't my
play
fault.
Everything until I find it.
It ain't my fault. Like Sook the Shocker say, it's not my fault.
It ain't my fault.
So,
it ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault.
Do y'all feel like G Herbo rap like Sook Shocker sometimes?
Oh, so
at first,
I was like, yeah, he's Sook the Shocker. But then he started catching the beat. But it's just him. It works in his favor.
That's his style, though. But I'm not hating. I'm just like, you know, like
it worked for Herbo. But Super Shocker, that shit didn't work. That man was just so off.
Apparently,
like,
it did.
What the fuck?
He sold.
It worked. Yeah, it worked for him, bro.
He did. It's,
you
it,
can't
it,
say it,
it
didn't work because it definitely worked.
But you got to think
but
about it, though. Back
then, beat, like,
music was
fucking...
Music was different. If Super Shocker was who he was now, that shit wouldn't go nowhere. Everybody would be clowning his ass.
Oh, yes, it would. Nigga, if motherfucking Young Thug could sell, they would have bought Super Shocker shit. If Young Thug, I don't understand nothing.
But
this
Young
Thug's
a different breed, though, man. He's the GOAT.
That nigga weird. Fuck
he's
that.
Just a
I don't like
man.
Young Thug. I said it, nah.
Mumble rap.
I like Thug. Thug be spitting, man. When you actually understand what he's saying.
He's literally. If you turn the subtitles on, he's cold. I understand him. It's like watching anime,
nothing.
But like rap.
I think it's like, you know, the fastest rapper alive, I guess. That's what they're trying to present, but they all mumble rap.
Ooh.
So,
no,
you know how back in the day we had Bone Thugs and Harmony? A lot of people couldn't understand Twister or Bone Thugs and Harmony, though.
I do. Cause y'all ears
I
are
do
all.
Too, but I'm just saying maybe that's how the new generation is called mumble rap.
I'd be like,
right, but maybe
and
that's
I miss
the new
my
mumble
Uncle
rap.
Charles.
But
Young yeah.
Thug, you know, he presented a new sound. His sound go hard. His beats go
no,
hard.
No, I don't
his
like
songs
it.
Be going hard.
It's stupid.
Man, hey, he be doing it fast,
no.
Man. Like the shit that he did with T.I. What? He going hard.
Who?
Who?
The
yeah,
songs
whatever.
That a lot
who?
Of songs Young Thug did with T.I. was hard.
He did multiple songs.
Which
with
one?
He did
which
a
one?
Shit ton. Hold on.
Name
okay,
one.
Let me think. Let me think.
Don't type that shit in.
Off the top of the head, bro.
He did. Okay. The latest one that he did off T.I.'s Libra album, Ring. It was him and Young Thug. Killed that shit.
Never heard of that shit.
That one song he did.
I heard it, bro.
T.I.
saved the song, bro. Cause I don't know what Young Thug was talking about, man. Whatever,
fuck
bro.
Is
I'm gonna tell you they need no
like,
credit.
Fuck, not the band, I can tell you the picture of the tip.
Right. I don't understand.
I can't think of the fucking
it.
Verse.
It ain't
I'm
never
happened. I can't think of it.
I let it ring. Still let it sing.
Young Thug is going on.
Hey, Loki.
Yeah.
He do. I'm saying he do. You just can't understand him. It should come with subtitles.
Nope.
Shit cold. When you read his lyrics cold. He got bars. Like reverse dyslexic.
No.
Ain't nobody understand his ass.
Nope.
Reverse
dyslexic.
Oh, ain't about the money.
Ain't
about the money. The song he
nope.
did with T.I. That's what it's called. Ain't about the money.
No.
Fucking Young Thug killed that shit.
Quick announcement. What's her name? The lady name is Sha'Carri Richardson, the Olympic runner right now. She got cleared.
Man, they always trying to bring us down.
She got cleared. They she only on suspension for 30 days and she get to come back.
So she still gonna run them?
Hey.
They get
yep.
ain't no nothing shit.
That she is
the Olympic transgender Olympic.
Why the hell are you bringing that
transgender Olympic?
Bro, you wildin', bro.
You was out of nowhere.
No, somebody said I'm on a transgender Olympic. What,
no, I ain't read that.
You have to have a different Olympics than us.
No.
Bro, you on your own with that
so,
one.
I do want to address that. I don't agree with having the transgenders be in the women anything because, of course, they're going to fucking kill it. So they're still men.
Nigga.
Right, because they're
basically superior than women.
No, because Trini just be Usain Bolt. She just be her record. Fuck that shit.
Who be her record?
People right.
I don't know.
Shorty, the
nope.
the lady that just got a no, the one with the orange hair. What's her name?
The chick. My problem is
Richardson.
I just said she had cleared.
Transgenders.
Yeah, she just beat
the transgenders who are.
She's a lesbian.
I'm
fucking
with
that. She's not trans.
She's not trans.
She
is a whole
no, I know that. I know that.
She's not lesbian.
I have a problem with the transgenders who are trying to. Be in the women's sports. I have a problem with that because they're just going
and I'm
oh,
telling
yeah.
you,
I don't
you shouldn't have a
that.
Problem because she just beat Usain Bolt. She's the fastest motherfucker on the
what
planet.
You,
woman.
Like,
we're talking about two different things.
No, I'm saying like you shouldn't have a problem with a dude trying to race a girl or like in the Olympics or anything because a girl just beat a dude. She's the fastest person in America.
No, that's fine.
So,
they didn't actually
cool
race.
I'm saying a transgender. I have a problem with a man who's becoming a woman jumping into a women's sport. They're going to dominate all women's sports because they're a man. I don't like that.
Maybe it'll
there
make motherfucking.
Listen, there was a college.
It'll make female entertainment.
No, okay.
It's
going to
make female entertainment go more publicity.
7'2" man. There's a 7'2"
okay.
transgender man who played in a college.
Okay.
Played in a college women's sports basketball. It was fucking dominant. Right.
What?
So females are stepping up. Double team AS.
For real?
How can you step up on a man dunking on you? You can't
hack,
step up.
Hack that bitch.
I have a problem with that.
Hack that bitch. Hacker. They have Hacker. I don't get no fuck. Hacker.
This man was averaging stupid points.
Stop playing
the
with me,
the
bro.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
No, females just need to step up. That's all it is, G. Y'all got some new competition.
I don't agree with that because I've played.
You wildin', bro. You wildin'.
It's equal rights. This is real soap. Look, all right, look. So if females want to write about equal rights and they want to be treated as same as male, cool, damn. So how far does that equality go?
What makes y'all even special enough to be treated better than women anyway? What makes y'all so special that make y'all, because we birthed y'all last time I checked. Women push y'all out our coochies. So what makes a woman so different than anybody else? Yeah, walk out, but
because
we carry y'all. We are responsible for men walking this earth right now. And if we decide to shut our uterus down, this whole goddamn world will be disappeared.
Look here, Genesis. I'm going to keep saying this until my face turns blue. Ain't no woman going to sit there and stand there and get tackled by Ray Lewis.
Yes, they will. I know.
But there's women out there that want to do it. I'm not saying
that. All
I'm saying is.
And they will break our collarbones and make championships. No.
Some of these women want to be like, I want to go play football with the man.
So the women that do want to do that, let them do it. And the women that don't,
exactly.
don't.
And when they start breaking their bones, don't complain.
I'm saying
in their physical nature, you're not going to see a woman withstand a 300-pound man tackling the fuck out of a 100-something-pound woman.
What about Tina Turner? Tina Turner used to get fucked up by Ike all the time until she whooped his ass on her way back.
That's fine, but what I'm saying is,
talk about street fighting.
She go get
so he had a man, Shoryuken.
That's like taking a punch from Kimbo Slice. You gonna die.
No, it is not. No, it is
because
not.
Because anybody with trained hands, because I'm sure if Muhammad Ali was still alive, he hit your ass, you'd be on the floor. Just because you a man.
I'm sure
Layla
Ali can knock
things.
A motherfucking dude out, too. I'm saying it's females like
right.
that, too.
No, I get that. But football is
hands.
Different. That's a different entity.
It is
that's
not. It's
entity.
Females with the same
it's
body.
It's a different entity.
Gee, look. I weigh 179 pounds, G. I'm 6'3". I know
wow.
it's a female out there with a bigger body and motherfucking same height as me because I seen this bitch. It's motherfuckers out here that are big.
Nick, why
that
we gotta be bitches, though? Let's...
Show me.
Nah, she,
show
no,
me a
no, she, no. This exact
woman.
Female know who I am, and she, I hope she's been listening to this motherfucker. We
wow,
talk,
bro.
We talk like that.
Trey,
I know her.
I'm gonna
like,
need
I would
you
take pictures
to fire me.
See my height.
Trey, you have to fire me a physically fit 300-pound woman the same way that these 300 physically fit pound men in football. Find me the same female physically fit. I would say otherwise. Until then,
and you think
I don't see
you think they're not physically fit, bro?
Woman,
they just strong
with a 300-pound man. No,
Terrell,
no.
They just strong.
I don't see no woman
a defensive
lineman. I don't see it.
Gee, a defensive lineman
yeah,
sits on the line and then pushes forward.
Is stronger than estrogen, but
even,
there's women
even,
out there who's willing
women,
to do those things.
Even the women that I
Thanks.
See who play arena football and lingerie football are not big compared to the men.
Because
they're
not meant to be competitors. Those are entertained. They doing that stuff because they've got to look good while they're doing it.
I'm talking about arena.
It's a bad,
I've seen the women arena
and sex
football,
sales,
and they
and
are not.
Yeah,
that's lingerie it's, football. Now I'm talking about arena football.
Even arena. Okay, look.
In arena football,
on arena, do they
not
have on arena football? Do they wear pants, or do they wear panties?
They do. They wear pads and shit. That's
do they wear
football.
Panties or do they wear
arena.
Pants? No, I'm asking you in arena football. Do they wear panties or do they wear pants?
It's crazy how men
pads?
Talk
they
about women
pants.
Like they got coochies between their legs.
They wear pants.
No, I'm saying it like this. I'm not saying it like in a sexist way. I'm trying to say like the woman
of
arena football.
Pads, just like men in arena football. Lingerie football, that's fucking bras and panties. That ain't shit. But in
I'm
arena
saying there
football,
are
they wear everything
females that could play in the football league. There are. They
no,
are. There are females.
They're not
yeah, there
as big
are.
As men. They're not.
Thank
they
no,
don't have
not.
To be as
saying,
big, but they
this.
Are playing.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
if you're going to compete as a lineman, you have to be as big as the other fucking lineman. If you can show me a physically fit 300-pound woman, I would say otherwise. But I've seen with my eyes, these women are not that big. The biggest
I've
seen is 200-something.
I'm about
She's
to Google that. I'm Googling that shit now.
I've been to these games. They're not that big. So you
We're
can't
just
say
a woman
that, yeah, they can match up. No,
yeah.
It's not. You're looking at the physicality of the game. You have to match up with that motherfucker across from you. I don't see another woman who's that big as, like that man who can compete at the line. I've never seen it. If I did see
How
it,
many
I
videos you want me to share to you? How many videos you want me to share to you, G? All right, say less.
Did you just show me one woman?
All right, say less.
Go ahead.
No, I'm doing it. Genesis,
nonetheless,
go ahead. Hit
we have Gene in the building.
I'm just here.
What is happening, my brother?
Yeah.
What's up, Gene?
What's
up?
Going on, man? Yo,
up?
I just remembered it was your 200th episode, yo. What's going on, man?
Yes.
Thank you for tuning
What's
in.
Yo,
up?
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all talking about big girls, right, playing football?
They
yeah,
talking
man.
About the fairness of the
now.
Transgenders.
Carrie,
to
are you kidding
man.
Me? Are you kidding me? She's
it's
not even
possible.
That big.
Are y'all saying a transgender or a regular size?
And that's
either one.
Rel was saying
show
transgender.
Me.
She didn't
no.
want the transgender male to be in the women's sports, and it's wrong. Did I say
yeah.
yes? But, you know,
hey.
That's what people want to be treated,
Terry.
So I guess so. If that's
She's
what they want to do.
High school ain't shit.
Yo. I'm saying
that's anything a man could do, a female could do. Anything a male could do, a female could do. There's a female out there that can do anything that a man could do. And that's not even all sexual. That's being equal, G. Like, we all are human. We are all born with the same capabilities.
If that was
not
true,
a female,
why do we have a 300-pound physically fit woman?
Terry, you didn't fucking... You're showing me some high school shit. That's high school.
Bro, because Google can't search by stats. I can't say find me a 300-pound lineman that's a female.
I've seen the professional athlete. What I'm saying is, right, take Dominican Sue on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you had a woman who is his same size and built, then cool. I'm with that. But there's none out there is what I'm saying. So I don't see woman getting tackled by
Dominican Sue. But what about, is it fair? Like, if they run in track with biological women, transgender women, they're going to win every single time. Is that fair because of
this? So
like,
this is what
real.
It was.
Their body is different.
This is what it was. There's a man who transgendered to a woman, right? He played in a collegiate women's college basketball team. I don't agree with that. This man was 7 foot fucking two. Just beasting.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
He's taking away from the female. I don't agree with that.
You're going to be slamming on the female.
I don't
though,
like that one.
Even though he identifies something different, his body is still the same.
Hack him.
He's going to be slamming on
that. If it was the other way around, if it was a woman transitioning to a man, cool. I'm all for it. I play with a lot of women down in DePaul and Robert Morris and all this. I'm cool with that. But for a man with that physicality to be 7 foot two, 200-something pounds, dominating all the women, that's crazy.
That's what they said in the track right now. They said the transgender woman is winning every single game and whatnot, and they try to make that illegal because the body difference, like even though they can do the same thing, the man's body is stronger than a woman in certain things and stuff like that.
And that's
so
what I was
even though you
that's
identify.
What, that's what it was. I didn't know you there.
You got that testosterone.
That's what it was. I heard that there was a transgender track star. And I'm like, yo, I don't agree with that because that's a male at the end of the day. I feel like
I agree with you.
Transgenders should have their own sport with transgenders if we're going to go that route because if there's a woman jumping to a man's league, if there's a man jumping to a woman's league, I don't agree with that.
So transgender.
The only reason why
so
I say that
be
because
like,
it's unfair because it's unfair for the men to jump to the woman's sport. That's unfair. Women jump to a man's sport, cool, but for a man to jump to a woman's sport, that's unfair to me.
But are we using the right pronoun because you're saying a man going to a woman's thing, in their mind, they identify as a female. So they say, I'm a female going in there. I should go to the bathroom.
Which is fine.
I should go to the...
But physically, they're still a fucking man. Their physicality. That's
see?
Like me, right, jumping into a woman, whatever. I'm a fucking dominate.
No. You sure?
So you
not
admit,
really.
You admit there's a difference between
oh,
a man
I'm saying,
and
no. Terry, depends on the game. Terry, I'm going to play you one-on-one just to talk this shit.
I still got your pride, bro.
You too.
You do.
I still got your pride.
Before we get 40, I'm taking that shit back.
Hey, real and tell you, what y'all going to hoop?
Y'all should have like a transgender call in. And one night and talk about it and see why do they think it's fair or not.
No,
fair. Because sometimes some of them don't even think it's fair.
No, we not.
No,
we're professionals.
I mean,
professionals.
See,
no,
it's
a transgender person.
We're screening first.
I want
first.
The community
to
have people
to see if they're cool with it. We just won't just go out and attack them.
Right.
We have like a screening
right.
before we
see,
do it live.
For me, I'm
we
just
having
all
like
for
a screening.
Right. But it's just some shit is like,
right.
Oh, man, you can't go into a woman's sport like that because you're going to win every fucking thing.
See,
now,
that's
there,
what they
there
say
are some
the track,
very talented
women. All
women. Man. And he did. He went into the track and just started dominating.
He got like all of them. Yo. Got all of them. Look what I want.
Look. All I'm saying, I feel like it's fair, man. It's fair.
Like
if you fast, man. You fast, bro.
Terry,
so
like Juwanna man, high school way, I feel like it is. It'd be like Juwanna man.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
If it was Juwanna man.
Look, bro. I know it's some females out there colder than some males.
No, I know for a fact, like, I know a lot of women who are a lot colder than men, but I don't think,
in basketball,
you know, like, if you could put them in the
league.
Because
you got that girl on a WNBA, she's a killer dude on the field. Like, in the game, she's like, she's nice. She's nice. We seen her Instagram shit. So she got it. You got some of them out there that got it against dudes. You know what I mean? But
I can name a couple of WNBA players
that's better than some guys in the NBA.
Candace Parker.
Well, here's the thing, though. When you see them play, but listen though. When you watch them play against some of those men, they're not playing hard defense. Let Patrick Beverly stick one of them. It's a different story, different scenario.
He beat up on people.
But I'm just saying, the physicality of a man when they actually play defense, ain't no woman goes.
You know,
I'm
saying, niggas play basketball.
Again,
totally different.
There's some cold ass
Mr. Black
women,
Air Force
like Renee
One.
Dupree.
Mr. Black Air Force
One. Fucking, like you said, Candace Parker and shit. But if you let them play against the Gary Paytons, a young prime Gary Payton, a prime Michael Jordan, they ain't doing shit with them.
Hey, it's a difference.
I would love to see women in the NBA doing what they do. But I also want to see them sit around most of these people's defense. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you could show me a woman who will fuck up they be, I'm like, okay, yep.
Mm-hmm.
She right there where she needs to be. So it's easy to do.
Hey.
We could play with the men. Cool, but match up against DeMarcus Cousins. Watch what's going to happen. Match up against Anthony Davis. Watch what's going to happen. Match up against LeBron. Watch what's going to happen.
All right, then, hold on. Let's take it back. Let's take it back 3 or 4 years ago when Mark Cuban was talking about drafting Brittany Griner to the NBA, and he was really talking about it.
He was, really.
That was serious.
Brittany
Griner
has played with women majority of her life and career, right? She's not as physical as the men, so I still don't think it'd be that great of a, you know.
She'll get her buckets.
Listen, but that's against women. That's against women.
No, but I'm saying, in general, though, have you seen her play?
Her game, like, her game is nasty. It's nasty. But, again, think about your best men defenders. You put them on Brittany Griner, she will not have a post-up game.
But you think about it. She don't have to be against the motherfucking best. She can come off the bench. And then, look, you saying it because they only playing against females. Let her play against the dudes. Let's see what's going to happen. Brittany Griner is nice.
That's what I'm saying. I would love to see that. But what I'm saying is their game wouldn't be as near as what it is going against the women compared to, you know, let them match up with fucking Al Horford. You know what I'm saying?
What about Jeff Green? Let's go against some fucking some bench players. Let's start that off.
Okay,
hey, she can't start with the best.
I think she'll get her bucket. She can shoot.
No, listen. Hey,
but like,
hey, hold on. Listen, listen to this real quick. Go Google. Kathy Poindexter playing against Sebastian Telfair and Stephon Marbury. She murders. It don't matter, bro. You said an NBA player. Sebastian Telfair played in the league.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Kathy Poindexter play point guard. Sebastian Telfair and Stephon Marbury are point guard, the same fucking position.
It doesn't matter. He wasn't known for his D, neither was Sebastian Telfair. That's why I said, if you suck them against a Pat Beverly, it wouldn't happen. She would not fuck him up. That's what I'm saying.
Bro, if they playing,
go,
if they're playing in the NBA,
era, they But if you play them against, like,
but
I said, Gary Payton,
foul out,
and he's sticking fucking feet, that's, but that, but that's
yeah.
fine. But what
Patrick
I'm saying, if they play
score.
Somebody who has
you don't think she has scored
top caliber defense,
you don't think she has scored
they're not
up.
Scoring. Not against the Pat.
I think she'll get, I think she'll get, like, 10 points in the season.
Let me ask a question. Is that a real thing that transgender women can join athletic sports now? Is that a real thing? Or is it a hypothetical?
They're starting to try to implement it.
That's,
no,
that's starting to do
real
it.
Thing.
They're starting to do it. It started with that
I don't feel like it's a problem.
Player, which I still don't agree with. You can't stop a 7 foot
a real
you, even a man can't stop 7 foot two motherfuckers. But I just
they started doing it for the military,
like,
too. Transgenders coming into our bathrooms when I was in there, and they started
whoa.
Complaining about it,
the,
but then
the military
they stopped
was,
it.
Once upon a time, don't ask, don't tell. So shit. I mean,
exactly.
There's a lot of
so then,
unhidden,
yeah.
unhidden things. But in the sports world, right? If they put that transgender in a more of a established thing, okay. But for college, where these girls are fresh out of high school, shit like that, ain't really game developed. I don't agree. I can't wrap my finger, my head around that one. I have a problem with that. You know, some of these ladies is 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's a grown fucking man. playing college ball.
I cannot. It's not a man. His pronouns.
Hey.
It's not a he.
Hey.
It's a she. They say they want to be called she.
What
that's what they
whatever.
Feel like.
But I just. But people would see it from my point of view as he, at the end of the day, it's still a man. The physicality is a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't change it.
He identified himself as that. But. And when the shit came out, a lot of people had a problem with it because they saw it from my point of view. At the end of the day, in our eyes, it's still a man. I don't give a fuck what they feel like they are. Still a goddamn man. And for them to let that man,
hey,
that fucking man, be in the same, you know, bathroom,
well,
if you will. I really don't know what happened. It's like, you got all these young girls, and you got, you know, I don't know. I don't really know what really went on behind the scenes, but it's like, I don't know. But then, what if you got a person portraying to be transgender just to be around females? You know what I'm saying?
We had that one time.
That's weirdo. That's some weirdo shit.
Exactly. So you got to really
that's
test
crazy.
This shit. You know what I'm saying?
But
that's
the same as going to a church. You don't know
with.
If the pastor going to touch your daughter in the back or rape the little boy. You gotta watch that.
I know damn
that's
well
true, but that's a
but
different
Catholic,
scenario.
That's all
it's the
story.
Same but different. That's the same.
Yeah,
but
it still happens. You still taking chances with each situation. Everybody's gonna be a bad apple out somewhere.
I get it, but what I'm saying, what if you get this sick, sorry bastard individual who's like, oh, I'm a fake being a transgender and. You know, yeah. just be
we
around these girls
now.
And just get off.
And then a lot of
know.
The transgenders that use our bathrooms, they still use our bathrooms because these men are starting to look better than women. I'm sorry to say it, but
whoa.
These surgeries out here got y'all fooled. Like,
Dr. Miami,
bodies
like
faces
the
and noses.
One.
And
the Asians
yeah,
and the
like
Latinx,
put it like
they
this.
Look just like women.
Put it like this. Hell no. Men are not fooled. They know what the fuck they doing. I'm not going.
That's not true.
Every man
I didn't
should
see,
know
I
how a
send
man
you a bad one. I send you a bad one, and you
no,
would think it's a woman.
No, I could definitely tell. The reason why
no,
I
you
can
can't.
Tell
is just because we talk
friends.
Over next
I
time.
Have
I'm not
a lot of people think
so
that.
I know characteristics to look for. So that's,
they got real life
me,
filters
tell.
Right now. Where you can't tell. They have they taking hormone tablets for their voice,
shit.
Their bodies, and stuff. And you and I'm
yeah,
the
they see it cut off.
And a lot
see, okay, for me, right?
Like females.
For me, it's the little shit, right? It's the little shit. Like I had a friend. I will never say his name.
He's kind of little down there, but
he had
medicine for that.
He to everybody else, right? That's a man. He looks like a man, right? But it was something about him to me. And I'm like, there's something off, and it was his eyelashes. I'm like, he got feminine eyelashes.
years later, he comes out and say, yeah, I was born a woman. I'm like, see, I fucking knew it because your eyelashes is a woman. He's like, yeah, you physically look like a man. You took pills for that.
But men's eyelashes are naturally nicer than women's anyway because we lose blood every month. Your nails are stronger and everything.
I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it.
I'm going to tell you some bad ones.
Men's eyelashes and women's eyelashes. I don't know. It's just me. I can just tell.
Yeah,
I don't know. Something they got their face beat these days. You know what I'm saying? And you be on the gram scrolling, and you be like, yo, that's a nice like. And then you scroll back, wait a minute. Like, I like. Yo, it's different. You can't
shit, I went to a club downtown, and there was a transgender man. I was just like, yo, this is a man, clearly, but niggas was dancing with me. But I'm like, yo, y'all can't say that. I ain't going to say nothing, but
yo,
that's fucked up.
Yo.
Like, these niggas.
No.
I don't know.
I can't always tell.
Like,
they not gonna know.
Okay.
The only way you're
going
to tell now is if you have a baby.
Yo.
That's it.
Sydney
That's
Star.
One thing.
You
have a kid.
Sydney
and not
Star.
Even all the time.
Sydney Star is a very
famous
transgender.
We're going to tell her
that. She was tricking a lot of niggas.
That kissing section in the car, we're going to find out today. Hey, now. We're going to find out the real is
never tricking niggas. For years, and actually, yes, she actually pulls it out. She is, you know, she classifies herself as a man. So I give you that. Because Sydney Starr, she definitely looks like a woman and everything. You really couldn't tell that she was just like, yo, what the fuck. But I don't. To me, it's just certain characteristics that look a little weird to me, and I'm like, yo, there's something up with that person. Because, like,
yeah,
women have a natural
together,
look.
Like,
men have a natural look.
But now
right.
They got all this plastic surgery,
for example,
so you don't
right.
know what's natural no more.
They
got
little
plastic,
Kim look like a
transgender got
because
everything.
All that plastic surgery.
No,
little Kim look
that's
like
real.
Exactly. That plastic surgery fucked up.
Exactly. Yo.
So, like,
I'm saying
they
well,
do, yo. Like, it's all that work done.
Certain shit to me, me personally, I could just tell. I do have a lot of gay friends and transgenders and hermaphrodites and shit that I know. And they was like, yo, I'm going to put you on game just in case you don't get fooled. And I'm like, yo, I'm checking under the hood before anything.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna be
yes,
dancing
and fuck
you all
news.
Night.
Don't send me
nothing.
No news. Send me baby pictures. I want to see all your baby pictures.
You,
fuck them news. I want to see no titty. Show me a baby picture. Yo, show me you in high school.
Yeah, wow.
I want to make sure.
Only here on OG
the
Radio
fuck?
Where we can freely and safely talk about
it. I swear.
Otherwise,
see,
I
can't
been
bring
jail.
This shit to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, if you everybody get canceled.
Already.
Oh, let me tell y'all. I've definitely been wilding out on Facebook, but that is because
I blocked
Mark Zuckerberg. Ever since I blocked him, I've been in the fucking clear. I've been saying some wild shit, and I have not been docked on nothing. Usually, some shit, and 2 minutes later, they get my ass. But since I blocked him, man, what? I'm putting people up on game.
But
everybody
on
that TikTok
on Facebook?
Now anyway, right? Because, like, they're leaving Facebook now. It's all TikTok now. TikTok in the ground.
Yep.
What you doing? I mean, I guess that's where everybody at, right? They on TikTok and the gram. They're not on Facebook like that. So, you know, you might can get away with it, but on the gram, they allowing on the gram and TikTok, they allowing a whole bunch of different stuff on there. So,
well,
I mean, that might
not
be,
on
that
the gram
be the
anymore
move.
Because Facebook owns Instagram, so they starting to get on the same shit now, as far as bans and shit.
Man.
Mark Zuckerberg owns both
See?
Of them. Actually, so funny thing with Mark Zuckerberg. There's been a lot of companies who started apps to compete with the Facebooks and Instagram. What he's been doing and why he's been getting sued, he's been buying those little companies so they can't compete, which is fucked up.
Exactly.
Smart, but fucked up.
See, that's what Microsoft used
so
to do back in the day.
Exactly. So he's been getting sued. I think that was Terry that dropped off the line. Is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see. Hey. But, y'all, you can't tell these days, though. Like,
if you can't tell, they need to make a machine, a beeper that can tell, because you can't tell by just because they face you like.
Is this a machine or a beeper?
I mean, a scanner.
I'm done.
I mean, give me a scanner.
I'm done.
I'm happy that you want to do the beeper, but don't get
he
mad
said
with people
machine
because
a beeper,
you don't want to
done.
Tell nobody. The bad part is that they don't want to tell nobody that they transgender this shit. They just go with the flow, and then later on be like, "Yeah, I'm a man." And
did
then
you
they
see
get
the one
apple.
I just sent
like,
you?
Yo, you gotta let people know.
You seen the one I just
I
sent
did.
You?
Yo.
And I got more than that. Gorgeous.
People wake up in the crying game.
All right, hold on. Let me take a look so I could give you my. See, no, no.
Bro, that's a dude. That's a
no.
dude. You can tell. Look at the arms.
That,
and
yo.
No, I can't say that now because.
Nah, bro.
Shut up.
No,
see.
I can
tell
you. Before
listen,
he even said something, look at the arms.
See.
He's like, he's big, Frank.
Exactly.
He's like, bro, stop playing
exactly.
with me.
Exactly. Look at the face structure.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know they got a baby leg
structure.
Somewhere.
They lie.
Look at the cheekbone.
They look good.
Look
Dean,
the
I'm going to send it to you, too.
Hey,
let me send it to Dean.
That's gonna be
my time. Y'all say that now.
Man or woman?
She look good.
Just look at the features.
Tell
and
me.
I say she because
look at the face.
Yeah,
the face.
Tell me.
Tell a story. Cause she got
gonna tell a story.
Like,
you know a lot of them.
What do you think it is?
Out there like that playing them games. Take it. People getting killed now over that. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
You gotta tell somebody.
Exactly.
I mean,
nobody getting killed. These men know what they're doing.
They got receipts. They videotape shit. You can't. Ah, she lying. Next thing you know, they show you with that smile on your face after sex.
Hey, AK, do you see the hand? Do you see the hands, AK?
I see the hand. She got koala. He got koala.
See,
and
that's
the
thing. It's like.
Dean, did you get it?
It's certain things.
Which one
you
sent to Graham?
On a
what
man
you
that? And just tell.
Your phone.
Hold up. Okay,
Kawhi
I'm looking at it right. Hold up. Let me open it. Hold up.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. The only reason I know that's a dude because I've seen her in a movie she played in. She played in a couple of films
what?
And stuff like that with my peoples. But I wouldn't
yeah.
have known if I didn't know it. I wouldn't have known. I
exactly.
Know.
That's what
man,
I'm saying. Not just
but because I know who
him.
She is, yeah. Exactly.
No, but what
she
was talking
about? She no longer has her private parts either.
Some of us men could just tell. Like, for me, it started off with the arm, and then I look at the facial structure, the jawbone. The
that's because
the
I told
head.
You. If we wasn't having
yeah.
this conversation, you wouldn't have known.
No.
So your senses is heightened. But if you wasn't, if
no,
you wasn't
listen,
all the
listen.
Way up thinking about it.
I'm pointing out.
Yo.
No, I'm pointing
mm-hmm.
out features for me.
Did
right?
you let him get off his
chest? How I can tell. I can
see,
tell a man from a,
put him on
a woman. Toys. There's certain features that you can just be like, yo, that's a man, or no, that's a woman. It's just certain
Maury
things.
Had
like,
that show. Who thought
strong.
It was a woman or a man?
Exactly.
And we'll Google it.
I'm going to start sending
some
videos
tell,
like
that
to y'all. Who's a man or woman?
Yo, do that in one of y'all
lives.
Who's
a man or woman?
I'm going to be 10 for 10 if we did the 10 people. I'm going to be 10 for 10.
Mm-mm.
See? You'll be like
I'm
on
ready.
Howard Stern. Do it on one of your live podcasts and shit. Ring them in. All right, y'all. I'm going to see if y'all can tell who's who. This be one of your live podcast shit. Yo.
We should.
I bet they tune in for that shit. Y'all should do that.
Oh, they go tune in for that.
Yo.
When we gonna do a
just,
live one?
To me, like I say, it's just certain shit. Like with my homie who, you know, like I found out later on that it was confirmed, it was the eyelashes. Like, yo, those are women eyelashes. I feel like that's a girl, but I don't know.
Why are
and
women
then,
walking around
you know,
with
they,
fake
you
ass
know,
eyelashes
you know
right now? Because they don't have
on.
None.
No. Genesis. He
women
didn't,
don't
no,
have eyelashes.
Didn't
men
have,
do.
He didn't have fake eyelashes. He just had eyelashes of a girl. Just, I was just like, yo, that's women eyes. Like
most
a,
men eyelashes yeah. are longer than women's. That's why women wear fake eyelashes and weave and everything else.
That's fine, hey. But to me, he had woman's eyes. I was just like, yo, those are women. He just looked like a woman. Looked like a girl to me.
I'm going to send these pictures.
It was confirmed that he was a girl.
Yo, that's different.
That's
different.
That's crazy.
I mean, I hope we don't have no dreams.
I don't know. I can just tell. I can just pinpoint shit.
See, like, you always see the Adam's apple and shit, the voice.
Everybody ain't got
knuckles.
That.
Exactly.
And, okay, and for me too, right? When it comes to the voice, right, some men could pull off the high-pitched voice, but it's, you know, when it gets a little raspy, it's like, yeah, I don't know now.
Yeah.
Women have deep voices too, though.
Oh, hell yeah,
they do. I don't, how to kind of, it's like a natural type of thing for me. Like, you know a girl's voice because it's natural. You know a guy's voice because it's natural. And when you try to alter your voice to make it high or low, you can kind of tell that the, you know, voice. You know what I'm saying? Like when you see the actors play on TV all the time, when they do different voices and shit, you automatically know, well, that's not really there. You know, I don't know.
No, Iris, what's his name? Iris Abalka, what's his name? The dude, Iris?
Idris Elba.
He from London. Yeah.
All of them.
I didn't know he was from London.
American. Exactly. Yeah. All of them learn how to hide the accent.
How you know that? He don't talk regular? He don't talk
I didn't know that. In the movies, he don't talk like he's from the UK or London either. He sound very American. I didn't never know that until I found out later, but that's not somebody that just screams.
I guess, but
people change their
voice.
I can't.
I don't know. It's just certain words. I guess. Like,
it's like the dude from...
You can kind of
know.
Yo,
you can't tell at all.
The Fred Hampton movie. He from the BK. You'll never know that.
I don't. It's like you could tell when somebody's from down south, when somebody's country. It's just certain words, or certain shit. It's like, okay, they're not from America. Something's up with that, or they're not from here. Like for some reason, remember Genesis? We did a poetry show, and they was like, I could tell y'all from Chicago because y'all got slang. And it's like, I mean, the way like we sound. I don't know how we sound.
A lot of people don't know that
like,
I speak Spanish until I start speaking Spanish, and they say my accent, everything changes. So I sound different in a different language.
Where were you born, though? Where were you
with
born?
With my birth, when I started talking? Who was I talking to?
No, where were you born?
Like, were you born in Cuba? Were you born in Cuba? Were you born in the States?
Even if I was born in Cuba, it's still when, you know, whoever you're around, that's where you're going to get your accent from.
Yeah, that's how white born in. That's why they say they talk ghetto. They say, I'll be around a lot of black people. That's why I talk like this. And they sound just
exactly.
like black people until you see their face. And then you're like, that's
yeah,
a white
sometimes
girl
if
like
you
that?
Live somewhere for a long period of time, you're going to sound
which,
like your environment.
Which one of your parents is Hispanic, Genesis?
My dad.
100% full blown?
Half.
Okay, that's my point. When you have it in your bloodline, like half, you might come out, you know, with the accent, you might not. Full blown, you'll definitely hear it. Like my kids are, two of my kids are half Puerto Rican, but you won't know it because they don't have the accent. But, like, their mother and grandmother and shit who are full-blown, you hear it.
Now, they say that when they have an orgasm, the real accent come out. So that's when that's when you really get
that. He was.
I thought you was black. I'm sorry, Poppy. Because you hit that spot. I hate him.
I hate him.
That's your fault.
He said that. Orgasm.
Yeah, that's when you can tell.
That's the fact, though.
That's when you can tell. You tell what they really are. I was thinking, just keep the recorder on. I'm just trying to coach. You'll find out. You will find out. You can answer your question. Hey, now.
That is true.
I'm real quiet. People wrote that shit down. Okay. That's what's up. I ain't mad at that. I am not mad at that.
Well,
that's real.
I'm about to get out of here. I know we got our 200 show well over our time. So I'm about to leave and hit my next project, guys.
Yeah. Future. Oh, Genesis, you forgetting something?
What do you want me to say, Grail? You want me to talk about it?
Zoetic. Zoetic.
Okay. So I'm one of them people, I just hold on to news as long as I can, right? So I guess it's just creeping out because I'm excited about it. I'm spewing. So we already started doing construction on Zoetic Island. And
okay,
it's become official, you hear me, official, that Zoetic Island is going to be a business and that we are
okay.
starting doing construction on it. So we went and marked the trees out. We're going to get ready to clear the land and start building. So Zoetic Island is going to be open next year, June 19th of 2022. That is the goal. That's what's going to happen. That is the vision.
Yo.
So
thanks.
We have
that's
more
real.
Information coming. So I'll be posting, like, the newsletters, things that we're doing, what we're doing this week or what we're doing next month or how it's going to roll. So just keep everybody updated. It's going to be on my page, 3YEM_Genesis and Genesis Silverman, Silverman on Facebook. So, and for y'all that don't know how to spell Genesis, just look in the Bible. So, like,
okay, now.
It's the first.
See.
And
are
we
getting ready?
How you spell an I?
Big plans.
How you spell an I, you might
big
want to tell me. The I is kind of different. It's kind of different
how
you spell
an I. Yeah, so the I for I am Genesis is I am the beginning. So the three is 3 points of the eye. So, you know, it's like the chakra, like you visit in your, you can see the future and you can see of being the first. So that's what the three is for. And Poetic Hive, we're going to start back the poem show Thursday, but it's going to be the first show for season 9 is going to be on the 15th. So you guys can tune into that. And again, mm-hmm. on Sable TV Network, it's going to be Fire to the Mic. It's going to be for all poets, top poets. And it's like really branded New York through Lonnie Lopez. So you definitely got to go check her out. She's amazing. And yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on for the poetry community right now. And Poetic High, we need some more hitters. So if y'all want to hit us up for that, please contact me. Or Radio Rail, because he'd be on there with me as well. And, you know, you can
oh, you
can
contact
slotted.
The program director, too. I'll be on point. I'll be on point, too.
Hit up
yeah,
AK.
Mr. AK. Mr. AK as well. So
we
got a lot of good stuff on.
So, yes, we have a lot going on for the rest of the year and next year. Like I said, y'all, we are pointing and heading in the right direction as far as well, I'll give more details with the other streaming platforms that we're going to be in contact with, the comedians,
mm-hmm.
A lot of work that I'll be doing with Laugh Factory. We're going to do a lot of work with my homies over there at Bar University TV. I know AK got a lot going on, especially as far as OGTV that's coming back live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely working on some things. I got a couple of things in the works, contracts being written up and whatnot for some things that we're putting together. The sports show is still on track. It's still on track to be ready by 4th of July weekend. Probably the end of that weekend, we'll be ready to put it on like YouTube, but we won't put it out to the public because we'll just be fine-tuning everything. But like as far as the final cuts, will be done the end of 4th of July weekend. So shout out to everybody who's been featured on the first episode of Sports Around the Shy. Shout out to Kendall Gill for just being him, man, just lending his time and his talent to the show, man. I definitely appreciate them. Shout out to my teacher, T-Lo, who, like, connected me with these people, allowed me to get into the point where we can film wherever we want to. And the fact that I probably will be back filming at my school, and I'll have a full, like, team that's going to put all the hard purpose and the hard work into doing my shows and segments. So, you know, it's just a lot going on for me as far as this TV show. We're trying to make sure this sports show gets the right plug. And we have female guests on our show. So we have a lot of female guests who really know about football and know about sports. And, man, like I said, it's just a lot that I have in the works for the sports show and mixtapes and everything else, man. But like I said, right now we're just focusing on OG Radio and we're focusing on this sports show. So, yeah, like I said, keep it locked, man. I got some things going on.
Okay.
It's true. So, that being said, y'all, this has been the funnest 200 shows that I've been a part of in the year and change that I've been a part of the show. We appreciate all of our fans, supporters, listeners from all over the globe. We are almost at 110,000 listeners.
Wow.
I remember Six months ago, I set out the goal for us to get almost to 110,000 by July, August, and we are at 109,200 plus. So we can did it, and we keep moving in the right direction. Always, AK, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity the day that we sat at B-Trey House to add my podcast on those wild, crazy Mondays when I was doing that. Well, hell, still doing it. Genesis, I appreciate you sticking on, hanging on to those horrible moments, the beginning of poetry to what it is now. Dean, I appreciate you and everything you've been doing on and off the air as far as poetry and everything you've been doing for me and Genesis off air. Speaking of that, my mic came today, so I'm going to play with that in a little while. And, man, it's been a great 200, so we're going to take a week off. We're off all next week, and we'll start season 9 the week of the 13th, I think I said, 12th.
Yep.
We'll be back with a whole lot of new artists, new poets, new everything. We'll have some celebrities here in the near future. So,
yep.
Thank y'all. Thank everybody.
All right.
I don't know what the plan is. I'm going to play us out to something
nice. The
Nova
Track.
The OG team is out. And, that's it. When I figure out what the hell I'm going to play in a minute.
I'll holler. It's Nola. Play Nola again.
Play it back.
Let's play it back to Nola. Again, check out her music. It's on all major platforms. And check out her video on YouTube. This track here is called Drift. OG Radio team, we are out.
Peace.
Wanna fuck with a bitch like me. He's tryna hump on a bitch like me. He wanna ride in the passenger seat, but I told him ain't shit free, 50 on 3. Ain't shit cheap, drop another G. Ain't shit sweet, cavity to teeth. He about 6'3", ride him like a 10-speed. All up in the whip, he murder for the plea. I only fuck with a nigga got bread. Good head, big feet and big beds. Low fade, bald head of the dread. Stick shift, I drift, I rev. Christmas, I gift, I sled. Lift, lift, suicide all dead. Quick, quick, put the metal to the pad. Weak crisp, I be the butter for the spread. Nigga, amen. I cruising, Medusa the skin. Two different blues, bitch, I'm BB, I spin. Gator paints in the bank, got an I to the M. Rolling in dough, look like pound the end. Boy, the coupe too red, but the top dead. Inside looking like Nino.
Thoroughbred nigga like a mop head. Got a wrist same color as the Pico. Left for a little minute, now he back down. And the hood popping willies like Rico. Keep a dollar like his first name Creflo. Presto money, baby, I ain't tryna preach though. Good game, but he ain't tryna ref her. Good game, so he probably Hugh Hefner. Stone cold for the kill, no wrestler. I got E's on my line, don't Tesla. I got Benz on the rims, chrome diesel. Fire with the pipe, the exhaust blow freezo. Candy for the paint, wood grain be the easel. Slick shit, 100,000 for the free throw. Let him eat though.